So if someone, a close relative, has an attitude driven by ego or negativity, and there is enduring people around them, what do we do? We can't abandon. We have to live with that person.
It's enduring them also.
It's enduring them, enduring others around them, both of them. So there are broadly problems that can be classified in three categories. There are direct action problems. That means problems which we can change by our actions. Say that we speak or do something which spark others off, which make them irritable, then we change our behavior. Then there are indirect action problems. Indirect action problems means somebody else has to change. And we can only inspire, we can only maybe guide, or we can exemplify, and we can wait for them to change.
It's 7 o'clock.
And there are third, which are just no change problems. For example, I want to go out, but it's raining now. I can't do anything about it. So, the first thing is that if we take ownership of a problem that is not in our power to solve, then we crush ourselves unnecessarily. That means, if somebody else is, see, in every relationship we can say, my problem, maybe my behavior is also a problem, and that person's behavior is also a problem. But if we are objectively observing, sometimes some other person's behavior may be a far bigger problem than our behavior. So if we find out that other person is the primary cause of the problem, then burdening ourselves with the responsibility to change them, that can crush us and that can prevent us from doing what we could normally help them also. So recognizing that we are not in control of others' behavior. Although at one sense, this may seem to be irresponsible or insensitive or uncaring, it is not. By recognizing this reality, afterwards we can take steps for what can be done. So if we take ownership of a problem which we do not have the power to solve, then we burden ourselves unnecessarily. So if this person's behavior is a problem, it's not something which I can do directly. Then it goes into the second or third category. Third is, that means I just have to live with this. Now we may feel that, how can I just live? It's so problematic. But when we say live with it, does not mean that we never try to change anything about it. It is like, if it's raining, that doesn't mean for the rest of my life I'm going to stay in this room itself. Yes, the rain will stop. And if the rain doesn't stop, maybe I can ask someone to get an umbrella, I can find a raincoat or whatever. But as long as I am resenting the reality or blaming myself for the reality, both ways, my mental energy is diverted from finding a practical solution to the problem. So, that you know, first of all, if somebody else is behaving the problem, we shouldn't blame ourselves. That will waste a lot of our mental energy. And nor should we think that we have the power to change that person. No, for every individual, the door to inner change is a door that can be opened only from inside. We can only inspire. With respect, in all our relationships, we can do three things basically. We can provide knowledge. It depends on whether that person, what our relationship is. Provide knowledge. Okay, this is right, this is wrong. We can offer an example. Okay, this is how this should be done. By our own life, we can show an example. And third is, we can provide some facility in a practical way to do things. So knowledge, inspiration, knowledge, example, and facility. These are the only three things that we can do to change anyone. And beyond that, it's up to them. Although we cannot abandon a particular relationship, but if a relationship is enduring us, then we can find out ways in which we can create some safe distance in the relationship, where we have some buffer by which we can we don't become unduly weakened by it. Some zone where we can recover, where we can strengthen ourselves, where we can. So that's what I talked about, the vertical relationship with God. That also helps us to recoup from whatever blows we may get in our horizontal relationships. But with respect to, so I was talking all this from the third action. Sometimes it's just not possible to change. But it is also possible to change and to inspire others to change. But we have to find out what is the way in which we can express our loving concern for them in a non-judgmental way. See, ultimately, even when a person is acting out of ego or negativity, every heart longs for love. And just like sometimes some people are hypochondriacs, you know, because they pretend to be sick so that other people will give them some attention. So their pretense of sickness is basically a call for attention. So like that, even people's egoistic or negativity driven actions, they are also ultimately calls for affection and love. Because they feel unloved, because they feel uncared, so in a perverse way, they act in these ways. So if we can find out what is the way in which we can express love for them in a way that reaches them. If people feel love, when people say ego, what is ego? The whole idea of wanting attention, trying to pretend to be the center of the universe. That's what ego is. That is a distorted way of wanting love. Now we can get love from others if we act in a loving way. But instead, if we act in a dominating way, then we get attention, but we don't get affection. We may get attention sometime. But it's basically that same need for love, which is expressed in a distorted way. So if we can find out ways in which we can reach them, address that need for love, fulfill that need for love, then their natural expression of love will enable them to overcome that negativity. This may seem a little abstract, and every situation will vary from place to place, from person to person. But that means without blaming ourselves for other person's wrong behavior, and without expecting immediate change, accepting this is the situation it is now, then we try to find out how we can, from the Bhagavad Gita's philosophy, even if a person is negativity or egoistic, at the core, even that person is a pure soul. But there is a covering which is making that pure soul behave in injurious ways. So that covering can be removed over a period of time by connection with God. But quite often in such situations, people are not ready to be connected with God. So then we may have to, in some way, become the connector with their heart and eventually connect them with God. So how that will happen, we may not immediately be able to perceive. So one thing that helps is praying for that person. Praying means not just that praying that that person change, that is fine, but praying also, how can I help this person? And chanting the names of Krishna, that also is a form of prayer. The mood is that, Krishna, please engage me in yourselves. Please guide me how I can serve you. What should I do in this situation? So even if we don't change that person by prayer immediately, prayer can help in removing the negativity in our mind about that person. It's not that by saying removing the negativity doesn't mean that if that person is doing something wrong, we don't hold the person responsible. But it's just that if we understand this point, that that person is also a soul like me, who is covered by conditionings. And okay, those conditionings may be much more than what I have, and that's why that person is behaving in a harmful way. But when we see that person as a victimizer, then the whole relationship becomes adversarial. And if we are in a family situation, then an adversarial relationship will make a home into a war zone. We don't want that. So, if we can pray for that person, then our vision shifts from that person is not a victimizer. That person is also a victim. It's like I have my conditionings. That person has his conditionings, his or her conditionings. And now because of this condition, that person is hurting me. And I'm not whitewashing that. It's not that I'm going to passively accept all that. But just shifting that focus. This person is also a victim, and we pray, oh, please help him overcome this, help her overcome this. Then that prayer creates a positive disposition towards that person. And that itself may give us the ideas, the intelligence of how we can reach out and help. So, in due course, we'll be able to find out in whether it's in that no change, where we just have to live with it, or whether there's something which we can do to change and how we can go and change it. But in general, if we ourselves strongly connect with Krishna, then even if that person is radiating out negativity, that negativity will not affect us so negatively, because we will be connected to the source of positivity. Otherwise, you know, what happens is their negativity makes us filled with negativity, and then you know it becomes both of us are radiating negativity towards each other. That becomes very harmful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Anything written in Gita that we should not eat meat or anything which is animal products like